This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, Michigan is likely to join 23 other states with right-to-work laws. Republicans passed legislation yesterday through the state's House and Senate amid strong opposition from unions. Our senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports it's another tough blow for organized labor.
Organized labor had long maintained a strong foothold across America's Rust Belt until recently. It was only this past February that Indiana became the first state in over a decade to adopt a new right-to-work law. But a similar effort in Ohio wasn't successful. In Michigan, the idea of such a setback in a longtime cradle of organized labor had seemed next to impossible. So how has this happened? Michigan State University labor expert Dale Bellman.
With the decline in manufacturing, unionization has declined in the Rust Belt pretty substantially.
The political balance also shifted with the rise of the Tea Party in legislatures across the region. But Bellman believes labor could eventually reclaim some ground.
Of course, what we're looking at now in this case is a lame duck session when things are actually starting to shift back.
Bellman also says labor relations with big auto companies have actually been improving lately. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.